we've contributed to understanding how the receptor actually works, which has helped us to derive new drugs that last longer and are better at opening the airways. Or if they're blockers, that block the receptor better for treating heart failure, and also have defined how the receptor is regulated. In some cases, it is regulated in a way that's actually deleterious to the body, and we know how to stop that. In other cases, we know how to boost that regulation in certain diseases to help the body in a given disease. We also quite unexpectedly stumbled across the fact that in any group of people for both the beta-1 and the beta-2 adrenergic receptors, two of the key receptors that we study, that no two people have necessarily exactly the same receptor, that there are genomic variants that exist in the population. And that opened the field of pharmacogenetics in a way that had not been done before.